What's up, Connor?
Not much. Oh, sorry, I cut you off. I just burped. We're 6 seconds in, I burped. Ew.
Wait, I want to give you, I mean, we're a little bit, this is a few weeks after, but shout out to the
Spoiler
Eagles.
Alert, they won.
Spoiler alert, they won the Super Bowl, and you were talking before we started about how much you did not like this merch.
This is ugly. I don't understand. It's like, I'm trying to be here for the sports, but what am I looking at?
Yeah.
What is this? My idea is an eagle with a crown, like a cute little bird with a crown
I
on
think
it.
That they should start making, you know, Super Bowl championship merch for football fans and their gay allies.
Give me something to wear with pride. Like, give me something cute to wear. Yeah.
And by that, we don't mean a pride eagle. Please don't do that.
It's like, I like the shimmer.
Yeah, that part's nice.
But it's like, it's so busy. I understand that it was made cheaply. Like, this was 5 days ago, and it already time for my mom to stand at a truck to get it and mail it to me. So they move fast.
Well, they probably made them beforehand, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
So she did. She sent me for Valentine's Day. She sent me this, a box of protein bars, and a Gilmore Girls Christmas ornament.
Oh, my God. She knows you
Happy
so
holidays.
Well. should we get into some boys? I do want to talk about, what's it called?
Traitors.
Traitors. Before.
Do you watch Traitors? Okay, well, that's actually good. We'll make it fast.
We'll make it quick. Well, do you want to do Boys Club first or Traitors first?
Traitors.
Okay, cool.
I'm really sad.
I'm sad, too, that Chrishell's gone.
I'm double sad. You're only single sad, but I'm double sad.
Wait, who else left? Sierra. Well, I felt bad for Sierra because she was right.
But it was kind of like, remember what you said?
But
she's so compelling. How you said that they can't, if you're different, they attack, like, if you're different, they're like, you're evil, you're a traitor because you're different.
For sure.
And then she said, I was raised by a single mother who taught me to be tough. So maybe you think that I'm the B word, but I'm actually just really tough.
Okay, well, this is what I think is funny about the show. Is it's, okay, for anybody that's not listening and for our guests, it's a version of Mafia, basically. It's like trying to find out who the traitors are. And so what I like about it is it's reality stars living within the reality of the game. So it gives us some parameters emotionally, I think. But then they all try to bring in like emotions from the outside world like this. They're
sure.
like, I just reacted like that because I was raised by a single mom. And it's like, why are we taking it there?
Yeah.
It's a game. This is Clue. Like,
no,
what's
but
going
I loved
on?
It. I love that she's like, actually what's coming out, you're privileged for not reacting the way that I did. And she's like, your two-parent household is showing.
It's so funny. The way that they are able to all find a way to like bring in whatever their little like scarlet letter is very funny to me. But
I
also,
love Sierra,
Tom gone. Sandoval was being crazy. What did he say? He was like, a woman would definitely be a traitor because they're liars. And all the girls were like, what?
Yeah, they're really upset.
And then,
that.
Of course, that's funny because Tom Sandoval is a cheater.
Famously a cheater.
And he was being annoying about Chrishell being gone.
I know. Here's the thing. I was really sad. It's weird because it's like, there's just like no rhyme or reason to her limit. Actually, well, there was. And then it made me think, anytime there's strategy in the game, you're like, okay, because it's like so random. Like the game doesn't make any sense.
Well, the strategy is changing minute by minute. Because of how many, I don't know. It just feels like there's not. It's a hard game to play.
I have an idea. If we go on,
please.
So my idea is that
alliance.
I think alliance for sure, totally. But like, I think you want people to think that you're a traitor. If you're a faithful, you want people to think that you're maybe a traitor, but not so much that they vote you out.
Right.
So it's kind of like you need to be in a three-person alliance where it's like, I'm going to put a little bit of heat on you and be like, I think Nico's a traitor. And then you're like, I think Connor's a traitor, but I'm not sure. And then so people are like, oh, and then the traitors won't murder us because they're like, well, there's already heat on them.
You want the traitors to think you're stupid and you want the faithful to think you're trying hard.
Because they told Chrishell. Chrishell was like, why is it me? And they were like, Carolyn was like, you're just too faithful, girl. She said there's, and then what she said was, which was interesting.
Your time has come.
She said, yes. And she said, there's no way they would ever banish you. So the traitors will murder people that would just like never get banished.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's funny to me because like they kind of gave her whatever that bullshit response. But I was laughing afterwards when she was like, Danielle, I get, but Carolyn, I think Carolyn's going to like nobody's expecting her.
I know.
She's
well,
gonna
she
win.
Almost the way that she because they tried to
they
blow
did
her.
Almost
I know.
Get her.
And she was like, I'm not.
But Sam was being kind of smart. They need to get rid of him. Next.
No, I know. Yeah. He was right. And then the way that she just makes the funniest faces.
I know.
And she just like gets her. She talks her way out of it.
I mean, whoever did her facial work.
Did a really good job.
I mean, just at least allowed it so that she could be.
She is expressive.
Expressive.
She's
for
expressive.
Sure. Because
you know what? The Housewives can say that. Housewives can
Dolores
say that.
Dolores' days are numbered.
She's over.
Her days are numbered.
Okay, so traitors we love. The game.
We love traitors.
We don't understand it. But wait, but so I'll put heat on you. You'll put heat on me. And then I'm not sure what a third person does, but there needs to be a third person who kind of like brings down the hammer on another situation.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if we ever get on, we have strategy.
Yeah.
Should we do any boys clubs for this week? I have one if you. Want me to go first?
Mine is that I woke up at 6:30 because I have insomnia. I literally can't sleep. Can you tell?
No.
I didn't wake up at 6:30 today. Thank you. I woke up at 6:30 like yesterday and had the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Like the best, like almost an annoyingly good
day. There is something
day.
About when you wake up really early and you like start, I don't know, there is something about starting the day at the crack of dawn that feels right.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be this guy.
But it's hard to really do.
Like actually. I want to sleep, I want to dream, but I was up, I was at 6:30 and then I felt like by 1 p.m. I was like on it. I was like, I've done so much.
I know.
And I was like, oh, and then I Googled what time do CEOs get up? And four. I watched a whole video. 4 in the morning. It's like, well, when do they sleep?
But it's like, what are they doing? Doing meetings all day making that are probably calls. Not, yeah, like whatever.
Making calls, raising, spending money.
Well, they can give us some money.
No, I didn't have anyone to call. And it's funny because it was like, when you get up at 6, they're like, what's nice about getting up at 4 is that you have all this like time where no one interrupts you. And I was like, I wish someone would interrupt me. Like, I'm trying to get interrupted. I feel like we have that.
Yeah, nobody's interrupting me at 3 in the afternoon. So
I know.
Yeah, I can just do that.
The way that I check, I wish that I checked my email the way I check Hinge. You know what I mean? I wish.
With the regularity.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish that I had something come into that inbox that was as exciting.
As exciting and important. Yeah. Yes. No, totally. Totally. Yeah. Okay. So you're in the 6:30 a.m. boys club.
Grindset mindset.
Okay. My boys club for this week is anybody who rents out their own personal apartment or home on Airbnb or a similar site.
Are you doing that?
No. I'm not in this boys club. It's just a boys club I identified because I was listening to an ad on a rival podcast. Who knows what it was actually, but I was listening to an ad and they were advertising when Airbnb, like the whole thing for Airbnb was like, oh, when you go on vacation, you can like offset that pay by renting out your house too. And I just was like, there was something so cis straight dude about it. Cause I was just like, I don't know that I would ever be comfortable with letting a stranger stay in my home.
Yeah.
And maybe that's like a no shade if anybody has had some really good, like, I don't know. There's something so like, just, I don't know, this sort of walking about the world as if nobody could do anything to you that, like, I think only, like, straight guys would.
No, for sure. Every time you go into my kitchen and say, oh, just out of the tap, and it's like, yeah, it's still out of the tap. You know it's out of the tap. It's always been out of the tap. We've never had that filter.
No, you have had filters in here.
I've never had a
filter. You have had a Brita. Yes, you have. I swear to God.
You don't think I would remember a Brita.
Well, sometimes there's, okay.
Nico, if I had a Brita, what would have happened to it? Would it have stolen? Like,
it broke and you just threw it out.
I've never had a Brita. Our guest has bottled water.
That brings me to my other point. My other defense is sometimes
I take care of people.
Sometimes there's bottles in the fridge and you say, oh, just grab a bottle from the fridge.
You're not supposed to look in the fridge. See, and that's why I couldn't be in this place.
And that's why you can't be doing that. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. It's like,
no,
don't look totally, in the fridge. Totally. Don't look in the closet. Yeah. Don't look in the wicker basket.
Yeah, like, no, 100%. Well, anyway, so I was listening to that ad and I was like, there's no world where I'm letting, because I'm just like, I mean, if I had time to sublet, I guess I could just get a lot of my stuff out of there so that they weren't really touching any of my things. But I'm still so nervous about, I just like, I'm, my stuff's not organized enough to be like, oh, I could leave tomorrow. I need to like have a go bag or something.
Did you ever? Oh, you have a roommate. Sorry. I feel crazy for saying that. You know when your roommate's gone and you just go into their room and just sort of like, you don't touch, you just stand, like, look around a little bit. That is a threat. I feel like it would be like that on crack.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, you're not at home.
Well, I've stayed in somebody else's place before, like a long-term sublet, and I obviously didn't go through their things, but I needed to like go through the drawers to like find the silverware and stuff. And that is, it does feel very invasive.
I thought it was the other drawers. It's like, what's in here?
No, I wasn't really like, I didn't want to get
into my
much.
Brother's apartment.
He has the most comfortable bed to this day that I've ever stayed in.
That's so, I've never even been to his apartment.
It was great.
Yeah. I'll tell
yeah.
Him.
No, seriously.
It's a Zenus for sure from Amazon.
Okay.
Or we're a Zenus family. Everyone has a Zenus.
The mattress?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Boys, our guest today is an amazing comedian, a writer. You may have seen her work on Fallon, on Late Night with Lily Singh. She also has a show at UCB on March 8th that she's going to tell you more about at the end of this episode. We're so lucky to have her. Boys, please welcome to your ears, Natasha Vainbot.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So you nodded that you do not watch Traitors.
I do not watch Traitors, but I'm aware of Traitors, and I have seen an episode or two. Okay. So I'm not coming in fully cold.
Okay.
I'm glad you saw an episode, because you know that it doesn't make sense. Yeah. You didn't need to be like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've played Mafia before. So yes. It's like, so all the pieces are there. And granted, I did see it on a plane. And I feel like watching something on a plane is not a true viewing, you know?
Wait,
but I'm aware.
I watched Below Deck on a plane.
Yeah.
And I kind of brought it back with me. I got into it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is saying, like, it was so weird because I went on a gay cruise for work. Not for joy.
You didn't have a single ounce of fun.
I'm going to tell you something. I really did.
You didn't?
No. He came back pretty upset.
No.
It really, if it wasn't for the check.
It shook me.
Yeah.
It really shook me.
Just because of the seasickness?
All of it shook me. It was, I wasn't supposed to be on a boat with that many gay guys. Like, it was just a lot.
It was too stressful.
It was so stressful. Like, I would
come. Were there any straights?
I would eat my dinner near the workers. Yes. Because they'd be girls and they'd be like, have dreams and they'd sit there and talk about, like, I'd never talk to a single one of them.
Kids
but,
and yeah. whatever.
I would eat my little sushi, like, near them. Because they're just people that love to travel. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, of course. Now, entertainment also gay, like on the cruise?
Yes, it was me and two other gay guy comedians.
Oh, you were working it.
I was working.
Oh, that's honestly, that could have been great because I feel like you could have been the star of the cruise.
In another line, I guess.
This is super vulnerable. I actually need to say this. It was a year ago, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want anyone to think of me less. A man in the cafeteria did come up to me and say, "Do you remember this?"
Vaguely, yes.
I could tell you're really building your confidence. And I was like, get the lifesaver ready. I'm going overboard. It was rough. It really shook me.
That's
wasn't why they meant closed to the top deck off. They said, Janda, don't get up there.
The story ends well because I came back and then did I did some bride show at the soccer game where it was all lesbians. And that I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be in front of 500 gay guys.
I think they got to mix it up. Yeah. I think lesbians should perform for an all gay cruise.
Oh,
an all gay guy cruise. 1,000%.
Yeah. Any audience that is all the same general type of person isn't good.
They're too judgy.
No,
and I would say any
is.
Full audience that is that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Even if it's your own.
Even if it's your own.
Yeah. Because, like,
it's worse if it's your own.
Totally. It can really be worse. It can also just, like, add a layer of, like, at least for me, like, I very rarely perform in front of an audience of all trans men. Almost never. But sometimes they come to my shows and stuff. And that's fun. But if it was all trans people, I would be like, oh, maybe you guys are like too, like, because my most of my material is landing on, you know, straight audiences or cis audiences. So, like, there's some work of, like, getting you to understand me that I have to do. But, like, if I don't have to do that, it's like, oh, will you even find this interesting? Is it something you already think? I don't know. You know what I mean? There's, like, an added layer of, like, they have an inside to this that's kind of hard.
It's a delicate dance.
Yeah, an insight and also a personal relationship to what you're talking about in a way where it's like,
what's
like
your baggage
that you say they have
they have to agree
and of course we are so much harder on our own community than anybody
else. Of course
so I'd love to do a lesbian cruise, but I googled lesbian cruise and their guest was Lily Tomlin, so
they've got money. They've got the money. These gay guys are spending it too poorly.
Lesbian safe.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
wait. So your boys club for this. Oh yeah. How do you feel about getting up early? Are you an early riser?
Okay, so I would love to be in this boys club. I am not at all. I left to my own devices, and I will sleep 12 hours.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Nice.
I think it's great. Hours. Although I did once have a friend be like, "Oh, are you depressed?" And I was like, "No, I thought it was like a skill I had." But so now I'm kind of not sure.
It's called being in your REM game, okay? It's called getting in deep sleep.
And I can't ever, even if I go to bed at like 11, I'll sleep until 11.
Yeah. No,
it's crazy.
I'm very similar. I sometimes if I get to bed pretty early, honestly, the difference is if I get to bed really early on a night, like say like I'm in bed by 9:30 or something, I'm really going to bed early. I'll wake up at 7 feeling like pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting up at 5. Like that's like, I still need all that sleep for sure. Even when
I'm not even trying to be difficult. If I go to bed at 1, I'll wake up earlier. Like, really? I feel like, yes, it, like, just fucks me up even worse. If I go to bed at 9, it's kind of like, oh, we're doing it tonight. And I'll, like, sleep normal. Yeah.
Interesting.
But how are you on a little sleep? Can you still, like, function pretty well?
I get irritable.
Yeah, me too. I turn into a nightmare.
I definitely am not good on no sleep.
As people, we deserve sleep and we deserve dreams, and to wake up having no dream. But sometimes you'll have a dream that's really rattling, and then you'll be like, "I'm glad I slept a long time, but now I'm rattled."
Mm-hmm. And so now I need another few hours to process it.
Yes.
No, I had a dream recently that I relapsed. I'm sober.
Sober.
Hence me not liking the gay cruise.
Oh, of right. Well, it's all partying.
Yeah.
All drugs.
Yeah. It was really was that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really dark. Like. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it. Everyone lived
we'll
on
infer.
My cruise. On the cruise that I was on, nobody.
Oh, nobody
god.
Died.
Oh god,
but that doesn't always happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that famously cruises are kind of bad about that.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, for their stats, they want to hide that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was Succession had a whole like storyline that was all about that, but then also there was like I forget if it was it might have been Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act I think, did like a deep dive into cruises, and it was all about like maritime law and like just the way that that allows for a lot of these like kind of pushing under the rug of like, you know, really vulnerable work staff and things like that. And people on cruises too, like how it is kind of a, it's kind of like a crazy casino went to sea and there were no laws.
Like, and some of them now, these cruises are like 12 months or like they have like 16 month cruises or something. It's crazy.
Who has the money and the time? I mean, I guess if you're retired, but yeah. Like,
my joke was, it's like, it's people fleeing some sort of terrible thing they've done. They're like, I'm just going to let people kind of forget.
The passengers are on the cruise that whole time?
Yes.
I thought you meant like the dancers.
No, you are signing up for a cruise. And I don't, correct me if it's 16 months. Now here I am probably lying, but it's like a long time enough for like, if you've done something terrible, you can come back and people are like, I'm past it.
That's a beautiful redemption story. There should be a cruise called Redemption Cruise.
Redemption Cruises. Wow. There you go.
Wow. Yeah. Move over, Prison Industrial Complex. It's Redemption Cruises.
And you're on it with all people that have also done something awful.
Probably.
Wait, we're describing New York City.
Like, this is and New the York. Committee. I mean, not the committee. And it's going to be you doing sober material for sober people. You're going to be in the same damn place you were. You're going to be mad that it's an audience of all the same type of person.
I know, because with that, it's like you actually want audiences to be a little buzzed.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
That's like doing a college gig where all the students are wide awake.
Yeah, it's like they should let you drink.
And the lighting is just so bright, God, and you're so some impressive conference room.
Yes, you're in front of a stadium. You're in a freaking podium. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. And then also, okay, my boys club was, have you ever rented out your place, or have you felt like, how do you feel about that?
No, but so my husband and I, we were like, as this country falls apart, like, should we really think about like living? Because we're both freelancers, so it's like we kind of can live anywhere. Yeah. And so we literally this morning were like, well, would we rent out our place?
Yeah.
And so we've never done it, but we're like thinking about it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, the circumstances now are leading us all to rethink these things anyway. And I also like, obviously, there's also this whole ecosystem of folks who just have rental properties on there, which is also bad for the housing economy. But but it's like, I understand from like the sort of gross capitalist, like earning money without doing anything kind of thing. Like that makes sense, how you could like make money. What do they call it? Stationary money, sitting money.
It's an L word. Liquid.
Liquid assets? Liquid. No, it's like says three clearly poor people.
What do they call it when you make money that you didn't have to earn? passive income. That's what it is.
Yes. Passive income.
That's like investment.
That's like anything that you're not actively working for.
Yeah, you just let it sit there and it kind of accrues.
Money. Yeah.
My brother explained that to me. He has one of those Marcus Goldman accounts. That can be.
Yes. Right. Yes. We have this. It's a Marcus savings account. This is the one thing we do right.
Okay.
It's just like a savings account, but the interest rate is nice.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many different kinds of accounts.
Yeah.
My dad explained what that was to me way too late. And it's like, if you needed to tell me this 8 years ago.
I know. I needed to learn like accounting and financials. I mean, in like third grade on, it seems, because I don't know fucking anything.
I had a middle school teacher who did a lesson, a math teacher who did a lesson on credit card debt. And it was like the smartest thing for her to do, because I had no idea. And then my parents, I remember at the time, also had no idea. And I came home and I was like, isn't this crazy? If you don't pay your credit cards off, the interest accrues. And my parents were like, good point.
How about you go upstairs? We have something to talk about.
That's funny. I'm a big proponent of financing things, but only at 0%, which is sometimes like, I just financed a Whoop to tell me I don't sleep.
Wait, what? I didn't understand a lot of those words.
A Whoop, no. And you know what? You're right for that. A Whoop is this. Okay, Amelia Rataller, do you know her?
No.
She's a rising comedian podcast girl. And she was like, oh, I got this Aura ring to tell me about my stress levels. And she's like, if your stress is too high, your hair will fall out. And I was like, well, I'm going to spend $240 right now, immediately at this bar, to buy a Whoop, which is similar, but it's like, it just like measures your stress levels, but I don't want to even put it on.
It's
like
essentially
it.
A Fitbit, but it's more geared at sleep recovery.
I know, I have a friend who has the ring, I think. Yeah, and it like tells you how you slept, your heart rate or whatever. It's you have to be so stressed for your hair to fall out. You have to be like, it has to be a level of a cartoon, like my house is on fire, you know, and I have an illness and my seven dogs just died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think your hair's not going to fall out.
And you have credit card debt and you never learned about it. So that's the kind of thing.
Thank you for telling me that. Yeah. They should put you on Reddit.
They really should.
The people on Reddit are not saying that.
No. Yeah. There's no way.
Well, they don't have information there.
There's always one guy on Reddit who's like, this is going to ruin your life. This is going to make your hair. This. And then, now I'm like, literally like just finance this sleep tracker to tell me I don't sleep. And it's like, what do I even do with that information?
I mean, I think it feeds stress.
To quote you last episode, you're never going to own a home at this rate.
I'm never going to own a home.
No, but you own seven Whoops.
Is my second Whoop. I did all the Fitbits from the very beginning. Fitbit, yeah.
You got to know what they're working with, I guess. Yeah. Okay, wait, so you were maybe going to rent your place out. I just was having this realization when I was listening to it. The idea of going on vacation and also renting my place out, I'm like, I think that would ruin my experience on vacation because I'd be so goddamn worried about my place.
That's the thing we talked about too. We're like, but we love all of our stuff and where it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thought of having to like rearrange it in any, no. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I like my own place even though I also rent it, so.
I'll be real with you though. Every time I found a dead cockroach, it was when I returned from being away for a few days. So I think that me being here keeps them at bay.
Wow.
Maybe you should get a cat then.
This happened two times.
Yeah, get a cat. Put a Whoop on your cat.
There you go. Then you know how he sleeps. You know how you sleep. You guys can have contests. Who's having better sleep?
Do you have a cat?
We have a dog.
Oh, cool. Wait, don't tell us. Never mind. I was going to ask where you live. Don't tell us. We're really big on not revealing any location.
Good. Smart.
We got to keep it under lock.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a parson. He's like a purebred parson Russell Terrier. We adopted him. We're like his third owner.
But he came with like,
okay. And we would, but he's, I say that because he is fully inbred. He's like cuckoo bananas. Totally. And we're giving him as much of a good life as we can, but he's having a hard time. He has for 14 years.
Physically or mentally or both?
I would say mentally.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Mike Hilton? Do you know this comedian?
That name sounds so familiar.
He's so funny. A dear friend and also like really into spiritual stuff. And he saw Clarence and immediately said, the veil is thin with that one.
And I'm like, this is a great name. By the way.
Clarence is a great name. He came with that name and we were like, he's changed. His life was such a mess. So we were like, we'll keep your name.
Thin with that one. That's an amazing.
Cause you'll just stand in the dark hallway and watch us for hours. Just kind of. And he loves us, but he's in another plane.
Uh-huh. I hear one story like that, and I feel like my connection to the afterlife has shifted. Like, because I do believe that.
He's seeing things.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I feel like animals especially, I feel like they're adept at, like, ghost recognizing and stuff, right?
In New York apartments, you know someone's died in your apartment.
God, yeah.
You
know? 1904, this was built.
Say that again?
1904.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, you got ghosts.
Yeah, I think
these are the original floors.
Wow.
I don't have any reason to think that, but I tried to take a magic eraser to them because I thought they were dirty. They're not dirty. They're just old.
They're just old. Well, just they're covered in the bodies of the people who died here.
There's old dust all over that. Old people dust. No, for sure. My folks have two dogs, like our family dogs, and the older one, she's what, 13, 14 now? Yeah, she's older as well. She's little Izzy. She can't like see or hear anyone. Like she's freaked out anytime somebody approaches her from behind. But for the longest time, she's been nuts forever. She has made my mom pour her food out onto the ground because the bowl scares her. So she eats her food off the ground. And they got a puppy afterwards, our dog Penny. And Penny has also now requested that the food be on the ground because she's learning from this other one. So they're both kind of eating off the floor.
Have to wash the ground? No offense if she doesn't.
In their little area, I think they just kind of, she probably wipes it up after they're done or whatever. But I mean, there's constantly little food bits right over in their little section of the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'll raise you that as far as dog crazy. Okay. Our dog has an incredibly nervous bladder and we live in an apartment like on a high floor. So he basically trained us. He jumps in the tub, pisses in the tub. We hose out the tub. But it's truly something that we do 20 times a day.
That's amazing. Uh-huh. I honestly, that's the most compelling story for having a dog in New York that I've heard because my biggest fear is having to take it out.
You can teach him to piss in the tub.
Well, you know, honestly, we get him a little squatty potty right in the toilet.
Did he come like that?
Did he come like that broken?
Like he was like, this is where I pee.
No, my husband like kind of trained him because he was like, if he was so nervous. So it's like truly, if you went to pet him, he would pee just because he was like so scared.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, well, why not? Like, so to like leash him to go outside, you have to like be over him. So we would start putting his leash on in the tub and then he would pee and we'd be like, that's great. And we'd give him a treat. And he's smart enough that he was like, oh, so I get treats if I piss in the tub. So then he started pissing in the tub and we kept giving him treats. And they were like, we have to stop this. But then the piss was locked in.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, now I piss in the tub.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you actually solved a problem.
Oh, absolutely. And the best part is when people come over, he's also like a little pervert and he like wants to piss when a stranger is in the bathroom. So someone will be in the bathroom and they'll hear like a like he will paw at the door. They will open the door. He'll just jump in the tub, piss and watch them as he pees.
Oh my God. You piss. I piss. Yeah. We piss.
Exactly.
We get treats together.
It's a fun little party trick. We love it. I think people find it upsetting, but we're too deep in.
That did one up our crazy dog. That's amazing though. That's so funny. Honestly though, like I'm not kidding. Like, because I feel like my biggest thing about having a dog is the just being in New York, like being in an apartment, it's a pain to have to like take a dog out anywhere, but especially in the city.
And you can imagine like 10 times a day.
No way.
How often does the average dog wait? So people take their dogs out like what, 4 times a day?
3 to 4.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
But not when they're puppies. Like when you're training them, it's like a lot more.
Yeah.
Maybe a puppy would give me purpose.
No,
like something to do.
I think a cat would be better for you.
I think a cat's easier.
You need something that you can leave.
That's so
behind
true.
And
how
not
long
have,
can you leave a cat
like a day or
you can do a weekend
could definitely
kind
of
nice
and especially if you get one of those things that like the feeders and the litter box things that do the they have some pretty state-of-the-art cat stuff these days.
I never had a pet. I had a hermit crab
named
Hermie. I wasn't very imaginative.
Then definitely start with cat. I feel like dog is a lot.
Yeah,
dog is a lot.
It literally died in like 2 days and my dad had to literally dig a hole to put it in the yard because I like requested a funeral. Can you imagine that? You get your kid a hermit crab, you have to go get a shovel too. Like, that's not right.
Yeah. we had a fish that passed away when I was in high school or something, and we decided to give it like an old Scottish burial. So we put it on this. We live on I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, so we lived near a river, and so we put the fish on a bunch of dead marsh grass and lit it on fire and let it like go off into the river.
If I die,
literally, all my siblings and I like sort of like because it was like we had that fish for like 2 weeks, so it was like kind of a joke, like funeral, but kind of serious, and we were
that's
like,
great.
Wow, how beautiful. Bye, Vardaman.
Vardaman,
also great name,
named after a Faulkner character.
Oh my God, I feel illiterate.
Okay, literary family.
Sorry. No, it was just I was probably just being like a 16-year-old who's like, let's give him a cool name. I'm reading this book in school.
Which Faulkner?
As I Lay Dying.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, anyway, should we get into some questions?
What would you say is a boys' club that you were not a part of?
This, and still to this day, am not. Just people who can do math. Like in their heads. And I can't, but it's just to the point where I'm like, we're at a restaurant and someone's like, okay, well, I'll leave a tip. And I'm like, I can't even. The like doing with the 10, 20% without my phone is stressful.
Yes.
I'm so stupid when it comes to numbers.
I am exactly the same. I get, in my head, I'm like, come on, it's just this. And then as soon as it starts to happen, I'm like, and especially if you're doing, I'm so glad for the machines where it just tells you, because I'm like, if I have to do this like in front of other people, it's going to feel like when I was in middle school and I had to go do a question at the board and look like an idiot in front of everybody. Like I cannot. I'm really bad at
addition, even subtraction. All of it slows me down in a way that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? Are you?
Well, here's the thing.
Here we go. What? You've been quiet. I can tell.
I'm kind of good at simple math.
Really?
Because I ate weird. And I feel like when
because you ate weird. Oh, like calorie stuff.
So it's kind of like an egg is this plus a Quest bar is this plus a potato. Now we're at this. And then this is what we're going to do this later. And da 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 da.
So you're neuroses.
Yes.
If you're mentally ill, sometimes math comes with it. It's weird.
Well, that's good. It's a side benefit.
Yeah. They're like, well, he's not doing so well physically, but his math scores are through the roof.
Yeah. So But
how how did that help though when you got to like trigonometry? Was that kind of like it kind of reached
its
end?
I never took trigonometry. Actually, my freshman algebra teacher just died. She was really old. But she was so nice to me. I was put in honors math freshman year because my older brother was smart. Crazy. And like
Nepo baby. Math Nepo baby.
They put me and I had no business being in there. I was so lost. I would go to her at the like oftentimes after school, and she was lesbian. and she, because she wore like flannel and big pants.
She kept being asked to go on a cruise, and she's like, I can't.
She's like, Lily Tomlin.
And she was so nice to me. Like, she gave me a C for charm, and yeah. But then I got put down to normal math in the next year, which is probably where I was supposed to be.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time in high school in like at the after school math help. They would have like math sessions after school for like extra help, and I was constantly going to extra help because I was so bad at math.
So
and
here's
it was
what's
never getting through to me.
Here's what's fucked. I did trig, did great in trig. I can do the math, but then something about simple mental math breaks me.
So you need like the paper and pen and
I need like a calculator.
Yeah.
But like if you need me to do a proof, love it.
Well, that's when the words come in. That's when we get words.
That's true. That's when I get to write. That's when it's poetry.
Yeah. If you get to big enough math, it's poetry.
In college, freshman
year, it's poetry at MIT.
They put me in a special math class, like the opposite.
Oh, for like remedial.
They said this is math 100, not even 101.
It was statistics for like artists or something.
Oh my god,
those people were not artists. Because then I was in this group project with the hockey player and a girl who had gone to the army and now was back, and now she has kids, and we're friends on Facebook, and she has a gun. But she was so nice to me.
Well, you got to keep those people close.
Yeah.
You don't need to be good at math to have a gun.
You did. You did statistics, which also kind of I feel like has a lot of words in it.
Yes, it ended up being a lot of word like that's kind of what it was. It was like, oh, we got 20 Hershey kisses, and like that was
and you're like, I can do that. Yeah. The calories in that, I know.
Probably 3 for 70, I'd guess. Look it up.
Do not look into this. We are not promoting this kind of, that's not the kind of math we're promoting. Do your times tables. Wait, I was gonna say, I actually started, this is a kind of a, I don't know, I, last year I was just feeling, I think in a rut, like a rut just like creatively and stuff, or and just in a rut like in general with, and I was trying to find something different to do. You know what actually started it? It was because I was doing the Wordle and stuff on like to start my day. I was starting to like do the Wordle and whatever, and then there was a New York Times strike, and so I was trying to not to like cross the picket lines or the games or whatever. So I was like, I need something else to do. So I started just looking up simple algebra problems, and I would do like 5 a.m. just to like get my brain working.
That's so smart.
And it was like, because I would just do the ones that were just easy enough that I could actually do them and get them right.
Yes.
But challenging enough that it was like, okay, this is a multi-step thing that there's have to do a couple of things with. And it was very, it was like a nice way to like be like, okay, I do still have something somewhere in my brain. There's something that was learned at about math at some point.
That's really smart.
It felt like a good way to do like the kind of, I don't know. I'm also nervous just in general about like losing aptitude. I know I'm quite young still, but like losing aptitude as you get older.
It's a muscle. You got to work it.
Yeah, especially with our phones and stuff. I'm just like not. I'm so certain I've lost so many skills that I've just given to the phone. So
wait, you are Steve Jobs to me. That you sought that out. You're doing algebra in the morning. I'm in my morning pages writing, I feel weird. It's like, I should try that. Maybe that would be
maybe
better.
Who knows? Yeah. You gotta find the ones that are just easy enough to do, because then you start doing some and it's like, well, no, I don't want to do 37 times 3. I'm not doing numbers like that. Like, I just can't.
Same. Exactly. And I fall apart.
111.
Wow.
Am I right?
Well done.
It would be like 60, 90. Yeah, it takes me so long.
Because I'm not even somebody that could do the thing where you're like, okay, but because some people are like, it's so easy. You would just take 40, make that 3 times, subtract 9. And then it's like, oh, but I
would
do
30 times 3 plus 7 times 3, which is 21 plus 90, 111.
See? I can't. I cannot do this.
Yeah, we're
I can't.
And you don't want to date me? That's crazy.
Yeah, you can do math like that. Okay, did you guys ever have to do the thing in math class though, where like they would make you go up to the board and answer the questions? Do you ever have to do that?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Terrible. Why are they
scary?
Kids do that?
It's public humiliation,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
My the most jarring thing to me was in kindergarten when they blindfolded me, only me I think, and I had to write my name on the board.
Okay.
And then I
and where were you doing this? Were you in the classroom in the closet?
They said go up to that truck.
They said, Jenda, you like candy, right? Come on.
And then I had to write. So I like blindfolded, and then I just wrote all the letters on top of each other, which was like, I was so confused. I was like, I just don't understand.
Wait, this was kindergarten?
Yes.
You already can't write your name, though.
That's so stupid to blindfold you.
It was really dumb. Yeah.
As a kindergartner, you're already basically blindfolded. That's how limited of a skill set you have.
Yeah, it was really insane.
Like, your name's already going to be fucked up when you write it. With all faculties.
This was the teacher I told my birthday was April 31st, and she said no. And I was like, well, I don't know what's real anymore.
You know what's really funny? I think that, like, in my idea of what we probably learned in the first, like, couple years of life was, like, things like, yeah, your name, your birthday, whatever. So I work with kids. I coach kids soccer, and their teams are broken down by their birth year. And so the kids that I coach are, like, in the rec league, but if any of them are looking pretty good, I usually, like, recommend them to move on to the travel teams. Mm-hmm. But I need to know their birth year to, like, recommend them to the right coach. So I'll just be like, oh, like, yeah, what year were you born? And they, every time without fail, I have no idea. They have no idea what year they were born.
Wow.
And then they tell me their age, and then I have to do the mental math and be like, okay, ugh, 8, that's what, 23? And then I'm like, go away, I have to pull out my calculator.
And then you're getting into their months.
Yeah, but like, but not when you said that story, it's like, it's not, it's actually probably really likely that you didn't know what day it was, you just knew last day of April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And it's like, well, why do they all have different? I think there's something. So when you're a kid, I remember in first grade, it feels late, by the way, they were like them pulling out a calendar and being like, these are the days of the week. Before that, I don't think you have a concept of like a weekend or like, it's kind of like being a comedian in some ways where you're just like,
yeah, you're like, what day? Yeah. What day is today?
Yeah.
You get up every day and you're just like, I don't know. This is the day we go to school and this is the day we don't go to school. Yeah. That's like it.
No, totally. Totally.
Yeah. I don't remember at all. But I feel like, and this is, I use it as an excuse, but so I grew up in Russia, and then when I was 7, we moved to the US. So I'm like, I don't remember learning anything.
Fair.
You know, yeah. I'm like, I don't remember learning calendar stuff. I don't remember learning basic math.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, especially if you learned any of those like kind of early things like that, like in Russia and then you come over to the US and then like most of your school brain has then turned like into like English speaking. Yeah.
And everything's upside down.
You did not learn English until you.
Yeah. Until I was 7. Isn't that crazy?
You learned it in school.
Yeah.
Did you feel?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember picking it up, or did it feel like it was pretty natural still at that age?
It was when you're. I was like already like I was good at language. Like in general, I'm like better at like language than I am at math. But I remember like within 6 months, I was fluent.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But when you're a kid, you just. It just like
it's
goes
nuts.
In.
It's so nuts how totally.
My parents were prioritizing the wrong thing. They worked so hard to help me learn piano, and I just never could get it. And it's like, put him in a Spanish class.
Yeah,
that's the time. I shouldn't be 7 in piano. And actually, also, it's like, no, actually, that does sound great. Don't know how to play piano.
Yeah,
but like that's what we should be learning.
No,
languages.
Totally. It's like they were so hell bent on me learning the Beatitudes and Catholic Mass, but
blessed are the
whoops.
Meek.
Well, blessed are the meek, but por qué no los dos.
For they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven.
I'm also very much not in the boys' club of mental math. It's also just like, I feel like the time it comes up the most is when you're paying a check, and it's like, why do I have to do this in front of my friends and colleagues and people who are
totally
paying for my meal?
Thank God now you can do the button. I'm like, I'll pay you 70% if you just go away.
Yeah, well, I feel like oftentimes that is what it is. You're like, I'm just going to tip like a lot. And then you're just like, we're like, plus 10.
I know. That's happened to me before where somebody's been like, wow, big tip. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't, I mean, I'm glad. Of course, that's what I meant, but it's like, I didn't know. I just put that much down because I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's should we do our next boys club?
What do you feel like is a boys club that you are a part of?
Okay. This is going to sound nuts. Okay. But, and we were already talking about sleep. I'm really good at lucid dreaming.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you define for me what
your
lucid,
eyes.
Lucid dreaming is when you you can wake
so basically
up.
You wake up in your dream and then you can do whatever you want.
You're like, everybody
whoa.
Take your pants off.
Fully. You can do that.
So your subconscious or your whatever it is, your brain takes control of the dream in a way that our typical dreams like don't allow for.
Totally. Okay. Right. So you can, it like, if you've ever done acid or mushrooms or anything where like it feels like you are hallucinating but you're in full control.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Whoa. So you wake up and like level one is like, oh, maybe I'll fly, right? Like I'll know what it's like to fly.
Whoa.
But then like level two is you can talk to characters in your dream and like ask them questions about yourself and your like deep psyche.
Whoa.
And they will like reveal things to you. It's so cool. And you can like write. You can write that way. You can be like, hey, I'm working on a movie. Let's just like chat about this movie. And then you wake up being like, whoa, that was cool. I have an idea.
Holy shit. Level three, they start paying your bills. It's great.
Level four, so you never cool. wake up again.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Wait, okay. I have so many questions.
And I have so many things to share.
So
when
did you know you could do this?
Just kind of recently.
Oh my God.
It was, I must have been in like the last year. I don't even know how it Oh, I know exactly how it came about. So I was reading like Carl Jung. Do you know who that is? Yeah. He's like Freud's like counterpart or whatever. Yeah. For whatever reason, I just have always like loved dream stuff. Oh, yeah. I know why. I had this crazy dream and I was like, I wonder what this means. And so I started reading like Carl Jung, and it's all about like, oh, your dreams have various symbols, whatever. Kind of like the stuff that we all know. And then it was like, oh, but of course, like there was this chapter on lucid dreaming where it's like he studied people who could wake up in their dreams.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite easy. Like anybody can train themselves to do it. And so I was like, oh, well, I just kind of want to read more about this. And truly just by reading more about it, that's how you do it. You just more about it a little before bed, and then you can wake up in your dream.
I'm obsessed with your, like, I'm not learning simple math. I will learn to lucid dream. It's like, you've made a choice. And I think that's good.
10 plus 10, I don't have time. I have to talk to my inner demons. Okay?
It's honestly being a nutshell. I'm like, I don't know where anything on a map is. Okay. But yeah, I'm like, sure. Have I met my shadow self and worked through personal trauma? Absolutely.
God, I'm scared to learn what a shadow self is.
It's incredible.
Dream self.
I think I'm really the type of person that would benefit from this information.
It's anybody will benefit. So, and the craziest part is, and now I'm like basically like an evangelist for this, but it's like, you don't not get sleep. You are still resting. So you'd lose nothing by doing lucid dreaming. Like it doesn't hurt you in any way, but the shadow self is there. Now I'm like, everyone's gonna be like, who is this crazy woman? But something happens. You reach mid-30s and you grasp for straws. Totally. For a meeting. Okay. Your shadow self is the part of you that you are most ashamed of, because society has taught you to be ashamed of this quality in yourself.
Okay.
So you potentially So in your dream, and it's like the part of you, like everyone has like a light and a dark, right? And so it's like the part of you that you tamp down because you're like, people have told me this is bad, even though it's a quality I genuinely have.
Mm.
And in therapy in general, you work on like embracing every part of yourself. But this is like basically like lightning speed therapy. So in your dream, you can be like, can I just like meet my shadow self? And it's fucking nuts. You ask, you basically just like look up and say, I want to meet my shadow self. And then this scary thing appears. And you have to be like, it's okay.
Like, you?
I'm not going to say because it's too complicated.
Okay, totally.
But I will... But it makes perfect sense to you. In the dream, you're like, I totally get it.
Sure.
But at first, it's you feel like you're in a nightmare. Like, it gets really scary. And that's because, like, your psyche has hidden this thing. It doesn't want you to meet it because your, like, ego self has taught you that, this is scary. And so you have to actively be like, it's okay. And the first time I tried it, I was like, I'm too scared. And I literally felt myself, like, being pulled out of the dream and I just woke up. So it's like, your brain also protects you. If it's like, you're not ready, no worries. You don't have to deal with it.
Oh my God. We are such complicated creatures.
It's wild. Crazy. So then I did it a second time. Like months later, I was like, I think I'm ready to try it again. And I was like, I'm ready to meet my shadow self. The same thing happened. So literally like dream round two. So I was like, oh, I'm prepared this time. I know it's going to be this scary thing. And I just kept being like, I'm excited to meet you. I'm really excited. And it morphed into this really harmless, beautiful thing. And I woke up being like, oh, I know the part of myself that I've been very scared of.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like actively working to embrace it.
Wow.
I love that before I...
This
is
like, amazing.
I sleep 12 hours every night. You like really buried the lead.
Well, now we know why. We have a lot of work to be.
She's busy. She's busy.
I'm actually grinding.
I'm clocking in. Okay. I'm clocking in.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I can't recommend it enough. Anybody can do it. It's harder, like, if you don't already have vivid dreams. If you don't remember your dreams, it's going to be harder. But if you're already somebody, because you're like, you were mentioning, I had a dream. So it's going to be easier for you. You're like more naturally inclined to do it.
I love this episode because it's like, I'm good at math. I'm going to be good at this.
You know, you have so many skills to take.
Well, you're bad
this.
At cruises, but that's it.
Yeah. We're going to do all of this. Can be done on land. All of it.
And you're like, I'm excited to meet you.
With your whoop, we're going to see a big spike for the shadow self, I think.
I know. I need that.
There's so much.
That's REM, you think?
So it's, okay. So
wait, isn't REM when you dream?
I think so, yes, but I think it's like a deeper level of REM or something. So it's like your lucid stuff can only happen. So most people who lucid dream at the end of their sleep cycle. Sure. So it's like in the morning, because what it's when you're at your deepest sleep. So yeah, it must be REM. Yeah. I forget.
Yeah, because I feel like dreams are often, I mean, and who knows, because I don't even, to what extent I, or anybody's aware what like the timeline is yeah. in terms of like when the dreams are, I mean, I guess they might know, but I feel like I always am waking up from the dream. So it must yeah. be happening at the end of the night. Or
maybe
sleep cycle.
Like through, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know, but yeah, the later, yeah, later. So, because like some people who are like super into it, which I don't want to do, but they will like wake themselves up after 4 hours and then go back to sleep, because that's like when you're once you've gotten like 4 hours or something, oh, the next phase is like deeper sleep. It's very confusing.
Dang.
That part's confusing.
I'm gonna go so onto Reddit on this. I'm so intrigued.
I can share books.
Yeah, we could get real first primary sources. Mm-hmm.
So now we're
going to
talk about the meanings of dreams. Is that what's going to happen? I keep having this dream. I feel
okay,
like
I love this stuff, but this is very personal. So
talk about us, and that's not right. I feel like
here's the thing: is this is honestly interpreting people's dreams is like my favorite thing.
I had a I just had a weird. I don't even remember all of it, but all mm-hmm. I remember from this dream the other night was that it was. I can't even remember who from my life I thought it was. You know when you do that thing where it's like, oh, this is this person, but it doesn't look like them?
Yes.
But the person I was seeing was this guy that just like lives in my neighborhood, who's kind of a quirky character of the neighborhood and yells a lot on the street and stuff. But it was him in the dream, and I was trying to get him to do something because I knew him, but I don't know. Anyway, this was so boring to anybody listening.
But it's not. So I'm like already interested. Yeah. So it's... So like there's different ways to think about dreams, but the like the Carl Jung and like the like general theory is every person in a dream is some facet of yourself, or like so even like your mom is not necessarily your mom, but it's like qualities you ascribe to your mom.
Sure, yeah.
So I mean it could still be your mom, but so like this character, whatever you like associate with this character, chaos yeah. or whatever.
Uncertainty.
And uncertainty.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were trying to control that?
I was trying to get, yes, there was some level of uncertainty that I was, because I was trying to get this guy to like listen to me, but he wasn't listening.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah.
So
yeah.
you could, okay. So like a quick interpretation is like there's something, some level of uncertainty in your life, something yeah. that you're trying to control, but you're having a really hard time because it's just chaotic and maybe wow. you need to let go or not. But
I think, yeah.
What if it's like you're mad at me?
No, it's not that. I literally think it's like fucking like ticket sales. Like just like not worrying about that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Didn't post about Philly.
Not at all. It has literally nothing to do with you. I promise. Okay. Wow.
It's about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell him what it is about.
I keep having this dream about this girl that I had sort of a fallout with, that I was really good friends when I was okay. like in college, and we were probably good friends until I was like 26, and then slowly kind of drifted, and I keep having a dream about her, and she's getting married. Both it's two friends, they're both getting married,
and this is true.
Yeah, uh-huh. And one of them keeps showing up in my dream, and then I wake up feeling sad. Where it's but it's like. Is this unresolved with her? Is it more like I miss who I was when I was 25 and friends with her? And
oh
free
gosh,
and
that's a great question. I mean, this one feels more clear cut, where it's like, it does feel like you just need to reconnect or apologize. Yeah. Sometimes they are very cut and dry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a classic stress dream where it's like, oh, I haven't made amends with these people.
My yeah. dreams are first thought.
That's why you got a lucid dream, so you can, you know, give them a second or third line to read. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Get some alts in there.
I do think that if I slept better, then maybe I could get to I'm missing a
yes.
step.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You're like, okay. I need to get done with these first thought dreams and get into the real stuff. I need something to be lucid with. Wow. This is so cool.
I love it.
I didn't realize that was something. I thought that was one of those like sort of. Not sleep disorder things, but something about that you were kind of born with, that you could lose
no,
a dream or not. I didn't
no,
realize it was
it's just
a skill that you
yeah.
could get. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody can do it. It's just a matter of like just reading about it and then like just training yourself.
Has anyone else in your life taken up this?
My husband. Because he's
yeah.
like, this looks incredible.
Yeah.
And I'll like share, you know, I'll be like, I lucid dreamed and like, you know, I learned this or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's tried, but he's not as good.
Yeah.
But he's getting there. I feel like he maybe hasn't had a lucid dream, but he's like, yeah,
they're becoming
he's
more
exploring
vivid and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so interesting. I mean, dreams have always felt like such a, I don't know, a crazy, like, from your being a kid, you're like, this is a crazy thing that,
yes.
And you know as a young kid that, like, not as a young kid, but at some point you realize, like, adults don't really know much about this either. Like, a lot of people, like, dream science is something that seems very, like, still.
It's, and still, like, up and coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, I'm like, this is so scary, but I feel like there's been, like, sci-fi movies about it where it's like, but people are studying lucid dreams, and they found that, like, you can actually communicate with somebody who is sleeping while you're awake. Because you can, like, and so I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna take our brain space to advertise while we're asleep.
Text your ex, talk to him in your dream. That's crazy. My god,
yeah. I'm like, we're all gonna wake up buying like Hondas or whatever.
It's Toyota-thon here in the dreamscape.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, that's the hell we're headed for.
100%. Yeah, oh my god, that's wild. You know, it's also like, I feel like there's this thing too where you dream about somebody. I've always, and maybe this is like wishful thinking, when you dream about somebody, you're like, were they thinking about me? Were they dreaming about me? But there's something always I've wondered, like, can we meet up with people in that, like, dreams world?
So I don't believe this.
I feel,
but
like, there's no way.
Some people, that's like, yeah, I feel like with anything, right, there's some people who are like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And some people do believe that it's like, oh, you can actually, like, astrally project or whatever. And whoa. Like me, I did. So I was like, you know what, let's actually try. Because so I told my husband to hide something in the apartment.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'm just going to be in a dream and I'm going to go into the apartment and see if I can find where it's hidden, to be like, maybe that's possible. Didn't work at all. And I remember waking up so confident where I was like, I know exactly where you hid that post-it. And I walked right up to the spot, and of course it wasn't there.
That's so freaky too, yeah. Though, that you also like had conjured something that wasn't real. Like that's still like that you woke up new.
Totally.
At least where you thought it was.
Yes.
Is crazy too.
Yeah.
That's so nuts. Okay, wait, I had something else I wanted to ask about this. Oh shoot. Oh, does this have any like does it have any effects like on you physically? Like have you ever like actually gotten up out of the bed, like any like sleepwalking along with it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. That's well, that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's yeah.
Really no. Good. It's always really safe. I mean, it's scary.
It's safe. Get in those dreams.
I really feel like I'm trying to like proselytize, but no, I love yeah, it. I haven't done that. I haven't done that.
Yeah, because I don't have any like sleepwalking or anything like. But obviously, that's like a. I guess that would be considered like a sleep disorder. Yeah.
You look. Do you at sleep? Me?
No, I'm just looking at you for conversation.
One time we shared a bed in LA, not in a weird way, and then you were like, "You have sleep apnea."
No, I just said you snore. Quite
I snore
loud.
Really loud, but it's like that's embarrassing to sleep apnea.
But and there's something yeah. about it yeah. too with you specifically that is so subversive that I wasn't expecting it. Like to have such a burly growl of a snore come out of you is really quite it's amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that from you either.
Yeah, it's like that and your beard being so wonderful are just like two of these like really masculine things about you that I appreciate.
And I'll never
and
apologize
subversive.
Or take responsibility.
I don't think you should. I mean, as no, I mean that's the third masculine match. Thing. Yeah.
Wait, do you keep a dream journal?
Yeah, so that's yeah, another yeah, thing you yeah. should do. So it's like you should as soon as you wake up from a dream, you should write down the dream. That's like the thing you practice or whatever.
Sure.
To be more ready to lucid dream right. or whatever. Like, it cues your brain to be like, oh, she cares. Okay.
Yeah. This is something that we should pay attention
this
to.
This is important. Yeah. Yeah.
I remembered I was going to ask. Okay, because if you wake up, let's say, because whenever I wake up in a dream, or not wake up in a dream, whenever I am dreaming, like I was saying before, like, I don't have control over, you know, what my dad in my dream looks like. Or
sure.
Or it's my apartment, but it doesn't actually look yes. like it. Can you, if you're lucid dreaming, wake, you sort of wake up in, like, what was, you know, your apartment and be like, no, make this look like my apartment, and it does?
Yes.
Whoa! And if
you can
wanted,
do anything.
And you want to be like, actually, I want to be on the moon. You
yes.
can, like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's sometimes a little harder. Like, I remember I was, because what's really, they recommend it for people who have nightmares. Because if you can lucid dream, you can control the nightmares.
Right.
Or you can talk to the nightmare to be like, why are you attacking me or whatever. But so I remember I had a nightmare and I was like, oh, okay, this is good. I'm going to like try to control it. And I remember I was like, I just shrunk everybody down really small. But it took so much effort that like I couldn't, like at some point I just like lost control.
Whoa.
So you just, yes, at some point I'll be able to be like, change it to the moon, but I'm not that good yet.
Yeah. Are there like, so, okay, obviously you said you read some Jung and other, like, do you have like, are there current people that are like studying this that you've been like really, or are there, at the same time, I'm also like, are there like people on TikTok that are like lucid dream
I'm sure
and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. I just for whatever reason, I'm like the book, reading a book before bed really works. So I'm like, great. So I'm just sticking with that.
That's great.
But I read Dream Yoga. So it's like, it's actually like a Tibetan yoga practice.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
They're like people who are, they like basically do yoga, but for the brain when they're dreaming is what they think of it as. Wow. So I read this like giant book called Dream Yoga.
Okay.
And they talk about it.
I'm going to check that out because I'm really quite intrigued.
I even have like better ones. So I'll like connect with you afterwards.
Oh, definitely.
Because Dream Yoga is a little intense. At first you're like, okay, you need an easier way in.
I feel very rattled by this.
Yeah.
I feel rattled. I feel excited. I feel like I'm going to get to the bottom of things. I'm worried I'm going to abuse this.
Well,
I don't think
you can. Yeah. You're just talking to your subconscious.
I'm going to talk to my ex.
Yes. Like, you could totally do that.
Him. Yeah.
I'm going to summon everyone I've ever been mad at.
You can talk to his shadow. You can talk to your shadow. Wow.
You can talk to your inner child.
I don't want to talk to him.
Why?
And you don't need to.
I very well.
You don't have to. You can say, I'm not ready, and then they'll zoom you out.
You can just eat stuff that's not edible. That's very fun.
That's nice.
And you can just be like, I wonder what this microphone tastes like. And you just eat the microphone.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm excited by this. What always stuns me with dreams, and I'm not going to be able to, I don't even have an example, but so here's a rambling sentence. What always stuns me with dreams is how grounded they are, at the same time bringing in people from totally years ago, unrelated.
1,000%.
You don't think about them. None of it seems important. With craziest, you're living in Arkansas.
Yeah,
like so. But
it's
all
like
fat,
a like drunk, like a junk drawer of your subconscious.
Yes.
Like
all like lumped together in weird ways. But yeah, you totally are. You think it's normal.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're like, how did that?
Yeah. Why was my third grade teacher in that?
Yeah.
So strange.
Kitty Ferry. My mom didn't like her because she let me call her Kitty, and it's like. But that's on me.
Keep a level of professionalism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She said, I got to throw this gay kid a bone.
You know what she said? My mom said she doesn't think you, she thinks you're a class clown. And my mom's like, that's not you. She really believed in me.
She said, you can be gay, but you will not be anybody's fool.
Yeah. She's like, she underestimates.
I love that.
Shout out to my mom.
Wow. Damn. Okay. I mean, I guess we have to move on to our next question, but
yeah, that was really,
we're going to be learning
more
about
dreams. It's been a long time since we were really changed.
Oh my God. No, something we like when they say learn something new every day, I legitimately learned something new today. This is like,
I feel excited.
I did not
I'm spreading the word.
No, I mean, mm-hmm. Listen, and we're going to keep spreading it.
It's going to be annoying when I repeat this information to someone else as my own.
The boys at home will know, Natasha is to be credited. But should we get into our last
what
boys
is
club?
A boys club you wish to see in the world?
Okay. A boys club I wish to see in the world is, have you guys read? What's up?
I was gonna say, other than an army of lucid dreamers.
Yeah, honestly. Have you guys read Miranda July's All Fours?
No.
So it's like, it's really good, but it's basically about this like woman who goes through menopause, but like has kind of a wild journey. And so I was like, ooh, I'm interested like what happens in menopause. And something that happens is like women get angrier because, or just like more aggressive because their testosterone goes up, estrogen goes down, and a bunch of other stuff happens. And I'm like, how fun if instead of just like not doing anything with it, we just had a bunch of like old lady vigilantes,
yes.
You know, who just were causing chaos, just kind of like graffitiing, you know, maybe doing just like climate change protests.
Yes.
And like, I think instead of like grandma being like the kind of one slot, you know, that like older women go into, I would love to see a boys club where you like mature into just being like a kind of a scary woman.
Yeah.
It's Lily Tomlin.
It's wow. This podcast is full circle. It's Lily Tomlin.
And I think what you're talking about is beautiful, but then my brain also went to that Tom Brady movie. It was like, yeah, those girls in the Tom Brady movie.
What Tom Brady movie? With those older women.
Yes.
That's right. Oh,
Sally Field.
Something for Brady? 80 for Brady?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm thinking more kind of like guerrilla style warfare sort of thing.
It's like it's our own version. It's like a, it's like an organization. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a, I don't want to say the IRA because I want something that's less,
but kind of.
And that,
yes.
And it's kind of like, you know, as they take men 18 to 25 for a draft because that's supposed to be, it's like, and then women going through menopause, that should be our guerrilla army.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I think it's got to have a level of danger to it.
Yes. And there's there's like a mama bear quality about it too, where they're protective and they're fighting the good fight for, because I always love when I see like for like at like gay pride parades and stuff, like parents that wear like a mom of gay son or yeah. like, you know, they're very like protective. It's just like very cute merch, but I feel like, yeah, like that, like on steroids is like yeah. this kind of thing. Yeah.
There was a, I did a show last night and there was, I think, a woman in her 70s just like yelling about something. Like she was upset at something about the show.
Sure.
Like the way it was run. Like at the beginning, she wasn't like yelling at the show, but at the beginning, she was like, and I demand blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we need to harness this energy to like, you know, fight the beautiful. Big oil.
Yes.
to be heckled yes. for the structure of the show, not even a joke.
Show hasn't even started. Yes. She's just kind of upset about the seating arrangement.
If you show up to a comedy show with the hopes that it's going to, you know, blow your socks off production wise or, you know.
You are the
God, no.
No, no, no.
Can
no,
we
no.
show you today ticks?
Yeah.
You
gotta go today You're going to need to go to somewhere with a bit more, yeah, or je ne sais quoi to it or something. Okay, wait. I'm trying to think of other.
We need angry vigilante women.
Angry vigilante yes. women that we could.
Senior else? Citizens.
Yes.
Does the anger remain post-menopause?
That women are born with anger in them.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a perfect storm of like they have been told to like be silent or be mm-hmm. secondary for so long, and then now their value has dropped because they're not sexual objects anymore. Mm. But also, yeah, their hormones are going crazy and they're hot all the time randomly.
Yeah.
So I think it's just kind of like society doesn't notice me, but also like hormonally I feel more angry than I've ever felt in my life. Mm. And physically I just don't care anymore. Yeah. So I'm like, let's harness that.
Totally.
You
and,
know?
And there's, I think there's a fuck it energy.
Yes. And there's a fuck it energy.
Because it's that thing of like, to your point, like, well, I guess I don't have consequences anymore because I'm not seen as like a sexual object. So yeah. it's like, fuck it. They weren't going to like care about me anyway. I might as well just do my thing. And I think that's like where, and then that plus the biological and the sociological factors mm-hmm. just kind of create this.
I think like a biker gang, yeah. like some, you know, the energy of a biker gang.
Yes. But a bunch of old ladies that are, yeah.
What's that?
I hate when we have like, you should write that. Yeah, it is a pilot.
Yeah.
This
postmenopausal, I'm trying to think of what like a good name, postmenopausal biker gang.
And are they bad even, grandma.
Kooky ladies.
Naughty Nana. That's what it'll turn into. It yeah. start. It's like no, yeah. it's this like political piece.
And then by the end, they're like, yeah. "Grandma's off her rocker," but thankfully, she's got some friends.
She's literally off her rocker
and on her hog.
Maybe that's what it's called.
On yeah, coming to CBS yeah. And TV's near you. I love that, though. That's such a good... Yeah, because I think that that's something that would be... it's such a good use of the, our natural... I don't know. I think about this... Like, just the way that our world is not set up to follow our sort of... Our natural progression
yes,
as people at
yes.
all. And to, like, find these real placeholders where people are clearly seeing, oh, there's a change happening in me, and, like, something should be matching this. Like, I feel like it would be nice to have, like, a new yeah. stage of life to be, like... Well, now you have a place. There's a boy.
Totally. Yeah.
Redemption Cruise.
There it is.
Wow.
Redemption Cruise plus Lady Biker Gangs all at sea.
Finally.
That's good. Yeah, they can plot for 16 months or whatever, yes. and they come back with freaking action
yes,
items.
Action items and a lot of time having spent, and maybe they could even get their lucid dreaming.
Yeah, and
going,
they could. Oh yeah.
And they can
work out
their mind and their body. Oh yeah.
They can do it all.
I love that. I love that. Oh my God. Well,
and you'll perform.
Yes. And then and it'll actually probably be going pretty well.
I hope so.
Oh, they would love you.
Ladies who have
no, women
healed.
I love. I think every room should have women. Actually, yeah. when you said not rooms shouldn't be one type, I was like, it could
except
be all
for when
women.
It's all women.
It could be all women.
Nice. Yeah,
that's actually
yeah, yeah.
fine.
That actually,
we'll accept
like,
that.
It's like when they do those studies about all boys versus all girls education, where it's like all boys school is a nightmare, but all girls school leads to leaders of the world. Like yeah. that is like such a weird. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for doing
thank
this.
Thank you for having me.
I just had this was such a blast.
I had a great time.
I earnestly am shifted.
Yes, I know. Like, we're gonna be. This is. I'm gonna come back to this conversation in my dreams tonight.
I'm
thank you guys.
I can't wait. No, your brain loves you and will protect you.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It will only show you what you're ready to see.
I'm ready, God. Just say, and if you get nervous, just say, I'm not ready.
And you'll wake up.
I yeah. do notice. I know when I'm dreaming. I guess that's not true of everyone.
That's not true of everyone.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know when
so
I'm dreaming.
So it sounds like you're in the right spot.
Yes.
I think I might really be a good candidate.
Yeah.
I think so.
And because, like, if I am in a nightmare, I will try to force my brain awake, which yeah. tends to work.
I feel like then you're exactly
oh,
the
my
right
God.
You're
oh.
ready.
You're ready. You're one level up.
111.
The chosen one was found today.
Okay. That's so It's crazy that if I didn't have a podcast, I would have lived complacently the rest of my life. That's
like, that's why you would have slept podcast. Complacently. Yeah. Yeah. Just sleep and regular.
I hate that.
Not anymore. Before we wrap up, can you tell the people where they can find you on socials or anything else you got
yes.
coming up?
Yeah. You can find me anywhere on, or I should say this. You can find me on Instagram at Natasha Vainblatt. I guess on all the platforms, but really I'm posted on Instagram. And then I have a show March 8th at UCB. It's the last Childless Freak show. So if you want to come see, come see.
Amazing. Yes. Check Natasha out. We'll tag all that in the post and on socials and in the episode link. It'll be all down there. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube. And we'll see you next week. Bye.